this is Mary Schaefer. It's Monday, November 29th, 2010. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And today what I'm here to talk to you about, the title is Common Sense, Quarterly Revenue, Human Dignity, Pick 2. Is this really the reality of our business today? And it seems to me that on many days, it does feel that way, having to make a trade-off among some very compelling priorities. And I'm afraid of where we're going if we don't really do something different. In the mid-90s, I happened to be working at a chemical plant, and I was leading a team called the Valuing People Team. Yes, Valuing People Team. And in retrospect, that makes me very sad that we actually needed a team to focus on that. In any case, there was one manager who was the champion of our team, ironically. His name was Rick, and I always felt at odds with him. And so our team would talk about how to develop initiatives that would help people grow or develop, and Rick would regularly ask, with a challenging tone, "This is for the good of the business, right? Like, anything possibly focused on helping people would not be good for the business." Now, this really irked me. Because to me, given that we were at work doing business, this question seemed to me as relevant as asking, "Well, we're all breathing oxygen, right?" But this experience gave me my first glimpse that there are people who think that by doing business successfully and doing right by people, those things are mutually exclusive. So let's talk about for the good of the business here for a minute. The contention between Rick and I culminated in a conversation where this assumption of being mutually exclusive around business and people came at me full-blown. And so in a meeting, after being corrected several more times with "for the good of the business," I privately asked Rick why he thought our company was in business. And he said, "To make money." And I said, "Yes, and what about our company mission? You know, basically making things better for society." And he laughed, and I could tell he thought I was being very naive. Then Rick told me that I probably thought laying people off, there was a layoff at a nearby plant site. He said, "You probably think that's not valuing people." And what I told him was that I thought that leading people on to believe that we had a job for them when eventually we couldn't afford to pay them was not valuing people. And it was almost like you could see a light bulb go off over his head. And he said to me, quite sincerely, "You mean valuing people doesn't mean giving people everything they want?" Yes, that's right. It doesn't mean giving people everything they want. Business success and doing right by people is not mutually exclusive. My wish is that one day we can all embrace the belief that there is an inestimable power and potential in human beings treating each other humanly at work. And one day our society and our world will grow and prosper a whole new way because each employee does their work from a place of knowing they play a legitimate role and truly make a difference. And the commitment to taking responsibility to honor each other's worth is not only a decision, but it's also a journey. And I think through our struggles to see this vision in action, we realize its power. Again, it's Mary Schaefer. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.